சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். We have completed the third chapter, Karma Yoga. Now we are going to enter into the fourth chapter called Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga. Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga means, Sanyasa means renunciation. Karma means action. Jnana means knowledge. If you take literally, renunciation of knowledge and renunciation of action anvaru. So we are not supposed to renounce jnanam or karma. Therefore, how you have to translate that title now? Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga means Jnanena, that means Atma Jnanena Karma Phala Sanyasa Tyagaha. Jnanena, Atma Jnanena Karma Phala Tyagaha or Karma Phala Sanyasaha. Karma Phala Sanyasaha means desire for the results of action one has to renounce. How can you renounce that desire for results of action means only through Atma Jnanam. Through Atma Jnanam you can renounce. Why one has to renounce Karma Phala Asha, desire, na? If I don't renounce that karma phala, desire for the results of my own actions, I will continue in samsara. I will continue in mortality. I will continue in dukkham. So to come out of dukkham, sorrow, to come out of birth and death and the misery, one has to renounce the karma phala asha. The karma phala till asha irukka koodadhu. You have to show your interest only in doing your duty, not worrying about the results of your actions. Results are bound to come. Whatever is going to come to your actions, results will come. But that go on thinking about results, what is going to come, what is going to come. That tension, that worry keeps you always under some grief. It will not allow you to sleep. Therefore, give it to the Lord. Bhagavan will take care of. This attitude is called karma, jnana karma sanyasa yoga. This is the fourth chapter. Until now, Lord Krishna completed jnana yoga and karma yoga. Jnana yoga means nivritti marga anartham. Jnana marga. Or in the Sankhya Yoga, in the second chapter, Sankhya Yoga means Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. For sannyasis, for renunciates, for monks, for saints, straight away Jnanamargam. Straight away Jnanamargam means without entering into family, household duties, those who are interested in moksha, straight away Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Sanyasinam. Jnana Yoga is given by the Lord in the second chapter of what? Bhagavad Gita. We have completed second chapter, no? Second chapter title Gnapakamirka? Sankhya Yoga. Then another group of people, they are called householders, Grihastha Ashramis. Like you, no? Those were all in Grihastha Ashrama, not Grahastha Ashrama, Grihastha Ashrama. For those householders, Grihasthas, Lord Krishna gave that Karma Yoga Sadhanam. Karma Yogena Yoginam. Karma Yoga is the sadhanam. What for this is sadhanam? Karma Yoga is sadhanam for moksha. Karma Yoga is the sadhanam for moksha. Is it a direct sadhanam or indirect sadhanam? It is an indirect sadhanam. Karma Yoga is an indirect sadhanam, not sakshat sadhanam, but arat, paramparaya sadhanam. For a householder also, to attain moksha, Karma Yoga is the means, is an indirect means to attain moksha. What do you mean by moksha again? Moksha means freedom from sorrow. Freedom from gloomy face. Artham. Innu namak puriyara language lo cholladum anna. Freedom from gloomy face. Entering into gloomy face. Your life blooms. When you are a muktaha, life is blooming. Or otherwise, you know, life is gloomy. So moksha means freedom from sorrow, freedom from limitation, freedom from fear, freedom from insecurity, freedom from finitude. All these will accomplished through moksha. That is possible. Nammalama na really na 100% guarantee card Shastra gives. Local guarantee card is 1 year, 2 years guarantee card. That also they will come or not, doubtful. But Shastra gives a guarantee card which is worth to rely upon. So Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, two lifestyles Bhagavan has given. Two lifestyles, sannyasi lifestyle and grihastha lifestyle. Ingo lifestyle ella irukka pakkam pakkam. In the lifestyles varathukku munnadi our Shastra gives a beautiful lifestyle. That lifestyle is a Karma Yoga for grihastha lifestyle ke, Jnana Yoga for sannyasi lifestyle. Okay, both of them can attain what? Moksha. Sannyasis through Jnana Yoga, they can attain moksha. Freedom from sorrow. Grihasthas also, married householders also can attain moksha through Karma Yoga practice, having completed this. Now Lord Krishna is going to comment upon those two, Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga, elaborately in the entire Bhagavad Gita. These are the two topics. Either two topics in the ball court, in the tennis court, and the pakkam or bat, in the pakkam or bat irukum. Illaya, love all play and start pannuva first. Ball is one. And the pakkam or bat, in the pakkam or bat. அது கர்மயோகா பேட்டு ஜான யோகா பேட்டு மாதிரி மோக்ஷா இஸ் த ஒன் பால் போத் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் ஒர்க்கிங் ஃபார் வாட் கோல் மோக்ஷா கோல் அது மாதிரி ஜான யோகா அண்ட் கர்மயோகா ஆர் த டூ டாபிக்ஸ் இன் என்டயர் பகவத்கீதா இன் டிஃபரெண்ட் வேஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃபார்மேட்ஸ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா ப்ரெசன்ஸ் பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி ஸோ வி ஹாவ் டு எசிமுலேட் தட் கர்மயோகா அண்ட் ஜான யோகா தரோலி. In the 4th and 5th chapters, now we are going to see 4th chapter, later 5th chapter. These two chapters are going to prominently discuss about Jnana Yoga. 4th and 5th. these two chapters are going to highlighted in this Jnana Yoga is highlighted in the fourth and fifth chapters. Okay, Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga both have discussed, but which Marga Lord Krishna is going to elaborate? Nivritti Marga. Pravritti Marga means Karma Yoga Marga. For materialistic pursuit, for materialistic prosperity, Karma Yoga. Pravritti Marga, it is called Pravritti Marga. The Jnana Yoga is called Nivritti Marga, withdrawal from worldly obligations. Withdrawal from the worldly obligations. One has to own up that one's own nature. That is called Jnana Yoga. In this fourth chapter, Lord Krishna is going to highlight four topics. The four topics, first topic is the glory of this Gita teaching. The first topic is given here is the glory of the Gita teaching. Second topic is the glorification of the teacher. The glorification of that teacher who gave this Gita teaching. That means the teacher is Krishna as an avatara. Avatara stuti in artha. Krishna's avatara stuti, glorification of that avatara. Purpose of avatara, nature of avatara. All are going to come there. Second topic. Third topic is Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga topic or Atma Vidya topic. Then fourth topic is again the glory of self-knowledge. First topic, glorification of this teaching in Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga combined. And then last, glorification of this knowledge means exclusively self-knowledge. Exclusively self-knowledge is glorified. These are the four topics. With this background, we will enter into the first shloka. Adha Chaturtho Dhyayaha. Shri Bhagavanu Vacham. Imam Vivasvate Yogam. Proktavanaham Avyayam. Vivasvan Manave Praham. Manurikshvaka Vibravit. From first shloka onwards up to eighth shloka, Gita Stuti comes. Glorification of the Gita teaching. Fourth topic is glorification of self-knowledge. The first topic is glorification of this Gita teaching. Lord Krishna glorifying that Gita which he is teaching. The teacher has to glorify his own teaching now. So the students who are all studying that Shastra, they should know its glory. Unless the Guru says, how the students know the glory? So the Guru only has to say, glorify the teaching. That teaching which I am giving is not an ordinary teaching. It is very, very highly significant teaching I am giving. Like that Krishna is presenting this teaching. It is coming from the time immemorial. It is timeless. It is not 4,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago. From at the time of creation itself, I have given this teaching, Bhagavan says in this shloka. Look into Shloka. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. Lord Krishna said, to whom? Who is the student? Thank God. Arjuna is the student, a deserved candidate, excellent student, who is sitting in front of Lord Krishna, like you, no? Who are all sitting in front of me, like that. Lord Krishna saying to Arjuna, oh Arjuna, see this teaching I gave, imam vivasvate yogam, imam na this teaching, imam yogam. Imam yoga means this teaching which is combined with karma yoga and jnana yoga, pravritti marga and nivritti marga. These two paths, and two types of knowledge for two types of lifestyles. Imam, whom I gave first, imam avyayam yogam. Avyayam word is there in the last of the first line. What type of teaching? First he says, avyayam yogam, this eternal teaching. This eternal teaching. Avyayam means moksha rupa phalam manartham. That which will never fade out. That which will never decline. That which will never lose its prominence. Like modern scientists, no? They bring their theory, another theory comes and they rule out this previous theory and they bring another theory. Like that, new songs, film songs, they come. Hit song, hit song. Why they call hit song, you know? They are going to hit by other song and other. First they have given hit to the song and they come forward. Again another song will come and hit the other song. Andha maadhiri kadai illa namma kadai inga. Jnanam, Bhagavad Gita teaching cannot be hit by any other science in the world. That means it is ever fresh, ever new all the time. Eternal anartham. Avyayamna vyayarahitam, declensionless anartham. Vyayarahitam avyayam, declensionless, that yogam, imam avyayam yogam, aham proktavan, I imparted, aham, means Krishna says, aham, I imparted, proktavan means I imparted, I taught, I gave this teaching, to whom vivasvate, to the Lord Son, to the Lord Son, I taught this karma yoga, jnana yoga teaching, I gave to that Lord Son. Where is Lord Son? Every day we are seeing, he is the first disciple of Lord. That's why we do namaskara to him. He knows what is atma, what is anatma. He is the best, you know, first disciple. Vivasvate, why he is called Vivasvan? This Vivasvan, the one who gives food, is called Vivasva. Vivaha means annam. Anartham. Vivasva means the one who is the giver of food, annam. So Vivasvan, Vivasvate, to the Lord. I gave out this teaching, Adityaya Ityartha, to the Lord's Son I gave. When, at the time of creation itself, I gave. Then what Vivasvan did, Lord's Son, Vivasvan Manave Praha. Vivasvan, the Lord's Son, the same teaching, what I taught to the Lord Son without changing any Santa Sahityam Illamal Anartha. Without changing anything, exactly what I have given, the same way. We have to apply. That is very important. No one should change that traditional teaching. Physics cannot be changed by any other teacher, no? Physics, his subject is same as it is. from decades it is coming the same, it goes to the same to the all people, it will never change. Physics, any science for that matter, it will never change. Similarly, Atma Jnanam also, Atma Vidya also, Brahma Vidya also, how it can be changed? So whatever my Guru gives, that only I have to give. Some people say, whatever he says, you are saying same thing. Whatever he says, you are saying same thing. Anyone talk, any Bhagavad Gita, they have to give the same teaching. It is not anyone's own, can call what, it is not their own property. It is Bhagavan's property, just we are communicating. Therefore, all the way the greatness goes to the Lord only, not any teacher. Teachers are only like pipelines. Okay? So we have to respect the teaching given by the Lord, not local human beings. Since that teaching that which has given by the Lord, the teacher has already studied thoroughly under his or her teacher. Therefore, we respect this teacher, present teacher. That's all. We respect this teacher because the teacher has taken up that task of teaching, the great teaching, that which has given by the Lord, by which teaching, but I am going to get the benefit. Therefore, I respect the Shastra. I respect that Guru who is giving that great teaching. Not the person we are worshipping, not the person we are valuing here. Person we revere because of the subject, because of the teaching. Therefore, in our culture, we never worship a person or worship a person's samadhi. Understand? In the Kali Yuga, people go to samadhis and sit there and close their eyes. I do not know why this is happening. Nowhere in our tradition, people going to samadhi and sitting, they keep some flowers there and decorate nicely flowers, and people go on sitting, crowd, heavy crowd, and the samadhi pakkathila. What type of culture is this? Our culture never said, go and learn from samadhi. Why you have to sit samadhi, leaving the alive people, leaving the alive Mahatmas and going and sitting that samadhi is not our culture. Understand? Never go to such a type of habits. No, this is not good. You can never grow at all. You cannot be in a right track. Therefore, this is not our culture. See the alive Mahatmas, Jnanis, who are all coming to the public and teaching the subject. By teaching, they are giving you that moksha to you. Never waste your time closing eyes and sitting. All the way they travel, long distance also. Enna, edukkana, and samadhi ketta poi, ukkarandhu apadiye hours together. Lord Krishna says, imam yogam Vivasvan manave praha. This is what our culture. You have to give the knowledge. Whatever you have received, the Lord's son taught to his son Manu. The father should not say, my son is not listening to me. He has to make the son to listen. Manave praha. Manu is one. From Manu only all manavas have come. Manu is the son of Vivasvan. Vivasvan Manave Praha. First king, the lawgiver. Manu is the one. Manu Smriti is the Smriti which gives the law. These are the axioms. This is the law, this is to be followed. If you follow this law, this is the best for humanity. So the first lawgiver, first king, all these are Kshatriyas, Kshatriya Rajas. The Manu, first king, the lawgiver, Manu, what he did? Ikshvakave Manuhu Abravid. What he has received from his father, Manu received from his father, the Lord's son, that Manu taught to his son Ikshvaku Raja. Ikshvaku Raja means Ikshvaku is a name of that king. Swaputraya Nartha. Swaputraya Ikshvakave. This is that's why Manvantaram they say. Manvantara means there are 14 Manus. One Manu rule that one yuga. After one Manu, another Manu will come. After another Manu will come. Like that, it is a post. That Manu, from that Manu it has come. It's called Manvantaram. Manvantaram. Therefore, we are all progeny of Manu. We are all progeny of Manu, therefore we are called Manavaha. Manavaha means Manu to think. Manu to think. Man. Man to think. Thinking beings in Artham are called Manavaha. We are all called Manavaha. Why you know? We are thinking. We are supposed to think. If you don't think, and the Manavaha can be cancelled. And the manana to think and Artham. Next shloka. We'll read second shloka.
Evam parampara praptam. Imam Rajarshayo Viduhu. Sakalene Hamahatam. Yogo Nashtaf Parantapam.
Guru Sishya Parampara is called Sanyasi Parampara. Putra Pitru Parampara. Then father, son. Father is the guru, son is the disciple. That is called Pitru Putra Parampara. So Bhagavan has given the teaching to two groups of people. First, Pravritti Marga for Grihasthas he has given, materialistic lifestyle he has given in the beginning, at the time of creation. And another group of people, he has given the spiritual lifestyle. From early age itself, spiritual lifestyle, Nivritti Marga he has given. So this Pravritti Marga given to Kshatriyas in the beginning, for Rajas. Kshatriyas. And this Nivritti Marga is given to the sannyasis. That means Brahmanas. First it is given to Brahmana sannyasis. Brahmana and Kshatriya. Why not other people? Why not other Varnas? Only Brahmanas, Nivritti Marga, Jnana Marga, sannyasis. And Kshatriyaska Pravritti Marga, Karma Yoga, both are going to lead to moksha only. Why only these two? No. Bhagavan says, these two are going to take care of the others also. Brahmana and Kshatriyas are powerful with knowledge and power. Brahmanas are powerful with knowledge. Kshatriyas are powerful with what you can call strength. So knowledge-wise they have to be strong, and physically also they have to be strong. So Brahmanas should know this knowledge, they have to imbibe this knowledge, and Kshatriyas also the protectors, administrators. If these two are powerful with knowledge, with strength, and they will take care of the society, they will take care of the Veda propagation. So the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas have to be taken care of first. They have to be taken care of what? They have to take care of Veda. when they can take care of the Veda, when they have keeping that tradition, lineage, parampara continuously, without any break in that link. Link should not be broken. It has to be continued. So, Lord gave to son, Lord son gave to Manu gave to Ikshvaku have to give. Next generation it has to come. Similarly, here also Brahmanas, either they sannyasis or grihasthas, they have to give to their children also. They should not stop with a non-stop process. One should not stop. But what happens? Sometime when these Kshatriyas, now Lord Krishna is talking about only Kshatriyas here. He is keeping aside that Brahmanas, aside, he is focusing on Kshatriyas here. The Kshatriyas, what happened? Mahata Kalena, they become outward, more external. Externality in artham, more outward, more succumb to the sense pleasures. These rajas, lot of sense pleasures and no mind control, no sense control, always enjoying the pleasures which are all required for this body, mind, for their own life. They are all started enjoying in that pleasures, they are enjoying time. They have forgotten this teaching has to be given. Once you are enjoying more and more in sense pleasures, means what? You are lacking the sense control. You are lacking mind control. Once a person is lacking mind control and sense control, there is no time for this study and this teaching. Suppose all the time TV serials, all the time cricket match. Inikku neethu or match mudinjuchu, inikku or match, inikku mudicha nanakku naalikku or match. Go on seeing the matches, match by match. Or they are go on seeing the serials. Or go on doing that shopping. Yeah? And the Rangana Street, Usman Road, go on spending time for shopping. Sense pleasures. They want to buy so many things for their comfort in their life. So spending more time for their pleasure, and that for their pleasure's sake they want to buy so many gadgets. Spending more time for that, where is the time for teaching? Where is the time for learning? Naturally, they want to enjoy more and more. Lord Krishna says, evam parampara praptam. Hey Arjuna, whatever the teaching given at the time of creation from the beginning, parampara ya praptam, that which has come all the way from father to son, son to father, again son to father, father to son, it has come. But mahata kalena rajarshayaha, whatever they know, rajarshayaha means the royal sages, Viduhu knew this teaching, which was parampara praptam. The Rajarshi means when a king is a rishi, he is called Rajarshi. When a Brahmana is a rishi, he is called Brahmarshi. Vishwamitra is a Rajarshi, Vasishta is a Brahmarshi. Brahmana, a rishi means Rishati. Janati iti rishihi, the one who knows is called rishi. Rishati, janati, the one who knows the atma tattvam, the essence of this universe, the substratum of this universe, the brahma tattvam, yaha janati saha rishihi. Rishi patni is called Rishi's wife is called Rishi Patni. She is also having that knowledge. Rishi Patni. If Raja knows this, having this knowledge, like Janaka Maharshi, Ashwapati Maharshi, they are all called Rajarshayahan. Viduhu, these Rajarshis, the king sages, they are all called sages. Sage means Rishi. Rishayaha, Rajarshayaha means royal sages. Knew this teaching, imam viduhu, because Everyone is giving to their own son. It is born, coming, parampara praptam. Paramparaya means lineage. Traditionally it is coming. So always father is very close, to the son. So father is always interested in teaching to his son. Full and full. Because I am going to become old. Once I become old, my knowledge I have to give to my son. Therefore let me give full knowledge. So that is why those days the teaching was so solid. So solid and there is no dilution. How can I teach something else to my son? Whatever I know, what I see, the greatness of this teaching, same thing he gives to his son. So, evam parampara praptam. But one drawback, mahata kalena saha yogaha nastaha iha. Mahata kalena, due to a long passage of time, mahata means dirghena kalena, for a long passage of time, for few generations of rajas, they have reduced the teaching time. Always dance, enjoying there and there. There are Rajas, lot of comforts. Every day class irukka vendi, paiyan ku solli kudukka vendi, varathuk oru vaatti class vechitta. I am ready to teach every day. Who will come? Swamini, neenga varuvenga, neenga sannyasi, naangella grihasthas. How can we come by leaving the house? Therefore, once in a week. And the once in a week ke sila perukku kashtam. Once in a week classukku varadhe kashtama irukku. What to talk of daily class? So slowly that Raj, because we are busy. We are busy with what? Either this function or that function. One reception, innoru marriage. Innoru marriage illana innoru point. Eppadi enna chittappa paiyana periyappa paiyana indha paiyana andha indha program andha program. Romba obligation swamini polana nanna irukadu. Naalaiku namma veettukku varanume function ku. அதனால் இது இப்படி சொல்லி 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 நெக்ஸ்ட் தீபாவளி கிளாஸ் இருக்கா இல்லையா முன்னாடி கேட்டு வச்சிருக்கேன். யார் விடுவா வீட்டில் தீபாவளிக்கு என்ன பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ்ன்னு கேட்பான். இந்த மாதிரி மெனி ஃபெஸ்டிவல்ஸ், மெனி ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ், பர்சனல் ஆர் ஃபேமிலி ஆர் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ், சோஷியல் ஃபங்க்ஷன், ஸோ மெனி ஆர் கம்மிங், தேர் ஆர் ஸோ மெனி டிவியேஷன்ஸ். So to that ராஜாஸ் ஆல்சோ தேர் ஆர் ஸோ மெனி டிவியேஷன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தே ஆர் என்ஜாயிங் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ். Mahata kalena, they are not giving the teaching to their next generation. After few generations it became iha on this earth. What happened? Slowly nastaha iva, as though it lost its prominence and artham. It became unpopular. This teaching became nastaha, means unpopular and artham. Unpopular. Nashtaha means, if you take literally, lost in artham. Lost. Previous shlokanamu, avyayaha he said. Now he says nashtaha. Idella namu think panna matam. We have forgotten the first shloka. How an avyayaha teaching can become nashtaha? Question should come. Vandhada yaarukavadu? Varadu. Enna? First shloka gone already. We have to think. Avyayaha imam yogam, Bhagavan said, which is declensionless, which is eternal. How it can be nashtaha? How can it can be lost at any time? So contradicting, Bhagavan is contradicting. Illiyo? Appo namma enna pannanonna nashtaha iva ani potukkanum. It has not totally gone, it cannot go away totally, but nashtaha iva, as though it has lost its prominence, it became unpopular, not totally gone. If it has gone totally, how can we study now? It is available till today means sometimes it is very in a high pedestal. People follow it and people learn. Sometimes it is very feeble in artham. Nashtaha means as though, lost as though. Shankaracharya says, adarshanam gataha. Adarshanam gataha means it became unpopular, not prominently visible, lost as though. Not nashtaha, but became unpopular, insignificant. In the course of time, because of that rajas at that time, because of them only it is not popular. Therefore what? This is the situation where avatara is necessary. Bhagavan is sowing the seed. Why avatara is necessary? Why Bhagavan's manifestation is necessary? Anna? When that teaching is not there, when rajas become very, very external, extroverted, when they become extroverted, what will happen? Dharma will come down. When the teaching is not in more popular, it becomes unpopular or insignificant, adharma comes up. Dharma goes down as though. At that time again Bhagavan has to come. Bhagavan has to come. That is going to say later verses. Imam saha yogaha means that teaching what I gave at the time of creation to Lord Sun, in course of time, long passage of time, it has become unpopular in this world. Hiha means in this world. In this world. Saha yogaha means pitruputra rupena grihastashrame guru sishya rupena sannyasa ashrame. This has become. And that's why they say there is one nice shloka. Sarve brahma vadishyanti. Sarve brahma vadishyanti sampraptau tu kalau yuge. Everyone talks about Brahman. I know about that Brahman, I know about Atma. Everyone talks. Sarve brahma vadishyanti sampraptau tu kalau yuge. In Kali Yuga. இந்த கலியுகம் தானே இப்போ நம்ம எந்த யுகம்ல இருக்கோம் கலியுகம் ஹவு மெனி யுகாஸ் ஆர் தேர் டோட்டலி வாட் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் ஒன் கிருதயுகா வாட் இஸ் அனதர் நேம் ஃபார் கிருதயுகா அப்பா பரவாயில்லையே வி ஆர் வெரி குட் சத்யயுகா சத்யயுகா ஆர் கலியுகம் சத்யயுகா ஆர் கிருதயுகா இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் யுகா வாட் இஸ் த செகண்ட் யுகா த்ரேதாயுகா தேர்ட் ஒன் துவாபர யுகா ஃபோர்த் ஒன் now we are in fourth nalaadu paadam kaliyugam. So in this kaliyuga everyone talks about Brahman. Sarve brahma vadishyanti sampraptautu kali kalau yuge vaidikam na anutishtanti hyartha kama parayana. Kaliyugam la vaidikam na anutishtanti hyartha kama parayana. வைதிகம் வேதிக் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் அனுதிஷ்டந்தி வெரி வெரி ரேர்லி பீப்புள் இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் ஃபாலோ த வேதிக் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் அது வைதிகம் அனுதிஷ்டந்தி எவ்ரிபடி டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் பிரம்மன் எவ்ரி ஒன் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் பிரம்மன் எவ்ரிபடி கேரி பகவத்கீதா ஆர் உபனிஷத்து நானும் படிச்சிருக்கேன் நானும் படிச்சிருக்கேன் இந்த சந்தியாவந்தனம் பண்ணுறியான்னு அது மட்டும் பண்ணலான்னு வீட்டில் பூஜை பண்ணுறியான்னு அது பூஜையில் எப்போ விட்டியாச்சு சுவாமிஜி எவ்ரி ஒன் டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் வேதாந்தா பிரம்மன் அது இது எவ்ரி ஒன் டாக்ஸ் வீட்டில் பூஜை பண்ணுறியான்னு அனுஷ் வைதிகம் நானு திஷ்டந்தி நானு திஷ்டந்தி வை ஹி இன்டீட் தே ஆர் ஆல் அர்த்த காம பராயணாக இன் கலியுகா பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் கேரிட் அவே பை அர்த்தா ஆர் காம money 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 from morning to till night running you know people you see go on to the bus stop and railway stations and the road itself why bus stop and the road itself they will push you if you walk slowly they will push you on the other hand they will ask why you are walking slowly you have to run along with us and the rat race in ardham rat race na that's why they train once in a while marathon and the marathon and edho chollittu and the beach road la everybody start running anna so everybody is in running always and standing on their toes No person is sitting quietly, anandama irukkirde kadaiyadu. Ellarku ore tension, palpitation. Yenna? Busy, oh busy, yenna? Always paachu paathinde irupan. Busy, enna pannanum next? Time aayirthu enna pannanum, enna pannanum? Appadi busy, artha kama parayanana, earn money, enjoy. Earn money, enjoy. That's why weekend vandona week aiduva week end na Saturday Sunday vandanna ore khushi Monday varadanna office ku ponume andha maadhiri varu idhe oru type na artha kama parayana always money and pleasure entertainment khavo pivo maja karo nara adhu da slogan இப்போ நீங்கள் சொல்லலைன்னா உனக்கு பொழக்க தெரியலன்னு சொல்லுவோம் தே சே யூ டோன்ட் நோ ஹவு டு என்ஜாய் யாராவது சன்னியாசி இப்படி பேசினா இன்னைக்கு என்ன சுவாமி உங்களுக்கு தெரியாது எப்படி என்ஜாய் பண்ணுறதுன்னு சொல்லுவான் ஆஸ் தோ வி டு நாட் நோ ஹவு டு என்ஜாய் நாட் தட் வி டு நாட் நோ டெலிபரேட்லி வி டிஸ்கார்ட் தெம் பிகாஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோ ரியல் ஆனந்தா அட் ஆல் தி பர்சன் நோஸ் பட் தீஸ் ராஜாஸ் Mahata Kalena, because they become extroverted, because of sense pleasures. Once you are succumbed to the sense pleasures, there is no end for that. A person who becomes slave to that. More an example is this, you know, and the Chandragupta time or Samudragupta and a Raja. All the Chanakya saw this Nanda Vamsham. All Rajas were enjoying sense pleasures. They have forgotten this Dharma, the culture, everything. And they have given that entire to the Vidharmis, their Rajyam also. You rule yourself, we don't want, they are all enjoying. You know, in the morning dance, evening dance, they dance another dancing. Like that, once the money comes, richness comes, there is a possibility of a downfall, spiritual downfall. It happens, Arjuna, what happened that time? Once that... it comes to that stage, no? Once the parampara praptam imam yogam nashtaha bhavati tasmin samaye. At that time, I have to come and teach again. In third sloka, Lord Krishna says,
Saevayam maya tedyam yogah proktah puratanaham Bhakto sime sakha cheti Rahasyam hetad uttamam There is a nice shloka. When a shloka I will read first, then I will explain you.
How the shloka is connected, and then I will explain. See, anything you have to give for a deserved person. Once you give a who is not deserved for that, in his hands, nothing can be protected. Anything, when you give something to others, it has to be given to a deserved person. What that shloka says, Jale tailam khale guhyam Patre danam Managapi Pragne Shastram Swayam Yati Vistaram Vastu Shiktitahan Jale Tailam. So, once you sprinkle the oil in the water, how it spreads? Very easily it spreads. Jale Tailam. Similarly, Kale Guhyam. A gossip monger. அவன் கிட்ட போய் இது சீக்ரெட்டு யாருக்கு சொல்லாதப்பான்னு சொன்னால் காசிப் மாங்கர்கிட்ட போய் ஒரு சீக்ரெட் சொன்னால் என்ன பண்ணுவான் இமீடியட்லி ஹி கிவ் டெல் டு அதர்ஸ் அவனுக்கு சொல்லி வேறு என்ன சொல்ல யாருக்கு சொல்லாதேன்னு சொல்லுவான் தேர் ஆர் சம் பீப்புள் நோ தே ரிவீல் த சீக்ரெட் அண்ட் தே சே அதர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹே இட் இஸ் சீக்ரெட் டோன்ட் சே எவ்ரி ஒன் எனிபடி இஃப் இட் இஸ் சீக்ரெட் வவ் யூ செட் இட் டு திஸ் பர்சன் அதுதான் காசிப் மாங்கர்ன்னு காசிப் மாங்கர் இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஆல்வேஸ் brings out the all secrets in Kale Guhyam Patre Danam. Danam to be given, no? A person who is deserved. Patre means who is deserved. Just as it spreads like dana, when you give to a deserved person, it is useful. It spreads like, you know, jale tailam. It spreads like jale tailam. Avanukku danam panna nalladilla spend pannuva illaya jale tailam madre patre danam managapi. Even if you sprinkle little bit of oil, it spreads easily to that in the waters. அது மாதிரி இந்த பாத்திரே தானம், யூ ஹாவ் டு சீ த ஃபைண்ட் எ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ரியலி டிசர்வ்டு, டு ஹிம் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ தானம், சேரிட்டி. ரைட் பர்சன் அட் த ரைட் டைம் அட் த ரைட் திங் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ தானம். ஒரு தேவையில்லாதது சமயம் காண சமயம்ல கொடுத்துட்டு ஒரு டைம், ஏன்னா இட் இஸ் எ ராங் டைம் டு எ ராங் பர்சன் அட் த ராங் சேரிட்டி ஷுட் நாட் பி கிவன். Patre Danam Managapi, even little bit you give to that person, what will happen? Ade madri Pragne Shastram. Pragne Shastram. Shastrams to be given. Teaching has to be given to a person. Pragnaha means the one who is having sense control, mind control. This is relevant for us. Pragne Shastra. The students who are all studying, they must have some discipline at least. Some discipline life, some disciplinary life. They follow good conduct, right conduct. These are all there. And a dharmic person, at least minimum dharmic. And the dharmic person, right conduct, everything is there. And who is very religious, orthodox, kuncham, minimum. In the conduct illamale, avanukku kudukka kudad. Pragne Shastram. For that person only we have to give. Swayam yati, swayam yati, the shastra by itself, that itself vistaram bhavati, vistaram bhavati, you have to understand. Vistaram is there, bhavati you have to supply. Vistaram bhavati vastu shaktitaha. Vastu shaktitaha means it is its nature. The vastu nature is that, it is its innate nature. The water and the oil spread ahead, its innate nature, you cannot stop it. And the gossip monger ki secret chonnalum, he will say to others, it is innate nature of that. Similarly, patre danam, if you give a deserved person, it will be utilized properly. Now, that money is utilized properly. Apatra danam panna avan enna pannuva, drinking or smoking or pannuva. So you have to see a person, deserved person ki danam pannanum. Even little bit even you give also. Pragne Shastram. Shastram also you teach to such a person who is a cultured, refined person. The orthodox religious is one word, refined, cultured person. We have to give this teaching. Pragne Shastram. Swayam yate, it is spread naturally to others. Once you give a Shastram to such a person, Swayam yati means by its innate nature, that person can never sit idle. He cannot keep that shastram with himself. He gives to others. And he knows the value and he gives to others. If kudukala enna aidana brahmarakshasan aidvana. Nariya knowledge irundhe yaarukku sollamane enna avan perusaidvana apuram. இப்போ நல்ல மியூசிக் தெரியும்னு நினச்சிக்கோங்களேன், நல்லா பாட தெரியும், நல்ல மியூசிக் தெரியும், யாருக்கு சொல்லிக் கொடுக்கக்கூடாது, யாருக்காவது சொல்லிக் கொடுத்தனா ஹீ வில் பிகம் காம்பிடென்ட், காம்படிஷன் வரும், அப்படிலாம் நினைக்கக்கூடாது இல்லையா. மியூசிக் ஆகட்டும், டான்ஸ் ஆகட்டும், எஸ்ட்ராலஜி ஆகட்டும், பெயிண்டிங் ஆகட்டும், எனி ஆர்ட் ஃபார் தட் மேட்டர், நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜெனரேஷன் ஹேஸ் டு கம் அண்ட் டேக் அப். வி ஆர் நாட் கோயிங் டு பி பர்மனென்ட். நோ, அந்த ஈர்ஷா அசூயா இருக்கக்கூடாது. It has to be given to others, share with others. Whatever good you know, must share with others. Share with others. That is very important. அதுக்கு தான் பேசணும். We have to talk. பேசலான்னு எப்படி தெரியும் இல்லையா? வீட்டுக்கு போய் நான் பாட்டி அப்படி இருந்தேன்னா நோபடி இஸ் தேர் டு லிசன் என்ன, நீங்கள் பேசுகிற விதமாக பேசினா இருப்பான். நம்ம நான் ஸ்டாப்பாக டைமை பார்க்காமலே எப்போ இஷ்டம் போட்டு நம்ம பேசிட்டான்னா ஐயம் பயந்து ஓடிடுவான். எப்போ பேசணும் எங்கே பேசணும்னு பேசினாதான், நான் கரெக்டாக 11:30 ஸ்டாப் பண்ணால் நீங்கள் உட்கார வேலை, 2 நிமிஷம் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா எடுத்தால் உட்கார வேலை, அதுக்கப்புறம் இன்னும் எடுத்தால் வாட் யூ டூ, முள்ள முள்ளம் அப்படியே போயிடுவேன். அது மாதிரி அந்த டைம் கரெக்டு டைமை பார்க்கணும். ஐ கேன் நாட் கீப் த கிளாஸ் அட் எக்ஸாக்ட்லி வென் யூ ஆர் பிஸி, ஐ ஹாவ் டு சி அட் தட், இதெல்லாம் பார்த்து சொல்லணும் இல்லையா. அது மாதிரி இதெல்லாம் எஸ்ஐடு பாயிண்ட்ஸ், ஃபர்கெட் அபவுட் இட். வாட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு சே, பாத்திரே தானம் மனாகபி பிராக்னே சாஸ்திரம் ஸ்வயம் யாதி விஸ்தரம் வஸ்து சக்தி தகா, அந்த இன்னேட் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தட் பதார்த்தா, தட் டீச்சர் ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் அண்ட் ஃபாலோ தட் வேல்யூ, தட்ஸ் வை தெர் இஸ் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஸ்லோகா, அண்ட் ஸ்லோகா இல்லை ஒரு ஸ்டோரி அந்த பிருஹதாரண்யகம்ல வரும். இந்த பிரம்மாஜி வாண்ட் டு டீச் எ லெசன், பிரம்மாஜி என்ன 4-headed பிரம்மாஜி, சத்துர்முக பிரம்மா, ஹீ வாண்ட் டு டீச் எ லெசன் டு திஸ் தேவதாஸ் ராட்சசாஸ் அண்ட் மனுஷியாஸ். வாட் ஹீ டிட், ஹீ கிரியேட்டட் எ சவுண்ட் இன் த ஸ்பேஸ், தான்னு சவுண்டு, மூடு என்ன தான்னு மூணு வாட் சவுண்ட் வந்ததுன்னு சொன்னால், இட் இஸ் எ லெசன் ஃபார் 3 மனுஷியாஸ் அண்ட் தேவதாஸ் அண்ட் அசுராஸ் ராட்சசாஸ். One da is for devatas, one da is for asuras, one da is for manushyas. What is that teaching? இப்படி தான் இருக்கும் அப்போ எல்லாம் டீச்சிங், இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் உட்கார வச்சு 1 hour எல்லாம் டீச் பண்ண மாட்டோம். என்ன 1 hour டீச் பண்ணாலும் நமக்கு புரியறதில்லை. அந்த தான்னு சொன்னாலே புரிஞ்சுக்கணுமா என்ன இதுன்னா, ஃபார் தேவதாஸ் த அண்ண தமான், தமான்னா சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல். ஓ யூ தி தேவதாஸ் மே யூ ஹாவ் தமா, ஹாவ் சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல், டோன்ட் சிட் ஆல்வேஸ் ரம்பா திலோத்தமா மேனக்கா டான்ஸில் போய் உட்காராதே, யூ டூ யுவர் டியூட்டிஸ்னார். ஹாவ் என்டர்டெயின்மெண்ட் பட் டோன்ட் ஸ்பெண்ட் மோர் டைம் இன் சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ். தமா ஆல்வேஸ் தேவதாஸ் ப்ராப்ளம் இஸ் சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல், அவங்களுக்கு சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோலே கிடையாது. அதனால் பகவான் என்ன சொல்கிறார், பிரம்மாஜி மே யூ ஆல் ஹாவ் சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல், அதர்வைஸ் யூ வில் லாஸ்ட் இன் யுவர் செல்ஃப். தென் ஃபார் ராட்சசாஸ் அசுராஸுக்கு என்ன தான்னா தயா. ஜெனரலி ராட்சசாஸ் அசுராசுனோ, அசுராச ராட்சசாசன்னு ஒன்று தான், வை தேர் கால்ட் அசுராசியுனோ, அசுஷு ரமந்தே இது அசுராஹா, த ஒன் ஹூ ரெவல் ஆல்வேஸ் இன் த சென்ஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ், தேர் கால்ட் அசுராஹ. ஸோ அசுஷு ரமந்தே இதர் அசுராஹ, தே ஆர் லேக்கிங் தயா, தே ஆல்வேஸ் டார்ச்சர் அதர்ஸ், தே பனிஷ் அதர்ஸ், தே கிவ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் டு அதர்ஸ். தேர் ஃபார் பிரம்மாஜி செட் ஓ அசுராஸ் மே யூ ஹாவ் வாட் தயா டுவர்ட்ஸ் அதர்ஸ், மே யூ டெவலப் கம்பேஷன் தயா டுவர்ட்ஸ் அதர்ஸ். Then another da for rest of the what nama human beings, da is what danam, may you the human beings do danam plenty nar, give nanada danam pandrana kattuko nar, inda danam pandrathu periya gunam. If you give 10 rupees you get 100 rupees, you give 100 rupees you get 1000 rupees, if you give 1000 rupees you get 50,000 lakhs la varum, if you give lakhs you get crores. Enna swami endha kanakku idu enna, idu shastra kanakku, enna kanakku illa shastra kanakku. So like that danam you have to do nar. அப்படின்னு சொல்லி நமக்கு சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல் வேண்டாமா தயா வேண்டாமான்னு கேட்காதுங்க, தயா வேணும் தமா ஆல்சோ வேணும், நம்ம ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் எல்லாமே இருக்குது நமக்கு, தயா வேணும் தமம் வேணும் அண்ட் தானமும் வேணும், இந்த மூடு வேணும். பட் தீஸ் ராஜாஸ் தே லாஸ்ட் திஸ் ஆல் திஸ் ஒன் தமா தே ஹவ் லாஸ்ட், சென்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோல் தே ஹவ் லாஸ்ட். சஹா ஏவ அயம் மயா தே அத்ய புரோக்தா. In this third verse, Lord Krishna says, Hey Arjuna, Hey Parantapa, Parantapa yeti iti Parantapaha. Arjuna's title, Parantapa.
Paran tapayati means shitrum tapayati. Hey Parantapa, Sahayeva, mana, that teaching alone, the very same teaching. What type of teaching is that? Puratanaha Yogaha. Puratanaha Yogaha, first lines, last word. Puratanaha Yogaha means the ancient. Puratanaha means ancient. What do you mean by Pura? I forgot to tell you Rakshasa. Why they are called Rakshasas, you know? Which Rakshasa, who we are going to celebrate that function coming next week on Diwali day. On what occasion we are celebrating Diwali? Narakasura is a Rakshasa. Rakshasa, yedukku andha peru vandadana, janaha dhavanti, maam raksha iti dhavanti. From whom people run away by saying what? Maam rakshatu, and oh God, please protect me, from that person. And yaar pathi cholrama, avan rakshasaha, anartham. Because of whom people run away, by saying what? Maam raksha, ani chulinne odindirkana. People, oh Bhagavan, please protect us from that person. Adha sonna avan rakshasan anu per. Puriyarudha nenikare. Okay. Puratanaha yogaha, the ancient teaching, pura api navaha. Even though it is ancient, but is ever new. Old is? Enna? Gold vendama? Gold. Old is gold. That only same good old teaching, very old but ever gold. Gold lo? Enna irukke? Gold lo? G eduthunga? Ah, old is gold. And the gold, if you remove the G, old. Namma old people veetla irundha namakku pidikkirade illa ipo. Per solradhu old is gold nu solrom. Old people irukara tata paati irukaranna avangal illa irundha kashtam swami namma modern life ku mudiyadanna. Old is gold appa. Puratanaha yogaha, ayam yogaha. Is this the teaching what I taught you in the second chapter and the third chapter? Who says? Krishna says, hey Arjuna, Parantapa, what I have given you in that second chapter, Jnana Yoga name, Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga in the third chapter, that alone I gave at the time of creation. What I gave at the time of creation alone, I am giving now also. కొంచెం పుదుసాదో కొంచెం చూడకూడదో పుదుసు ఒన్నుమే ఇల్ల చూడదుకి పురాతన యోగా ఏవ మయా అద్య తే ప్రోక్తః అద్య మీన్స్ టుడే మయా బై మీ ప్రోక్తః ప్రకర్షేణ ఉక్తః అద్య టు యూ అద్య టుడే ఇదానీం తే తవ తుభ్యం తే టు యూ వై ఐఎమ్ టీచింగ్ టు యూ ఓన్లీ not other Pandavas. You have asked me, that's why I am teaching. Because you are dear to me. Sakha chaiti bhaktaha iti. You are my devotee, my favorite disciple. Bhagavan kuda favoritism irukuman. So when you go close to that guru, naturally guru also very close. No? When you are far, no? Guru also far. Abadane. No? The more you go closer, Guru also close. No? That means what? Arjuna asked Lord Krishna, Sishyastiham Shadhi Mam Tvam Prapannam. I am your disciple. You please teach me what is the best. That's why Lord Krishna says, you are my dearest friend, you are my devotee. No? Therefore, I am teaching to you the same teaching what I gave to Vivaswan. The same teaching I am giving to you, Arjuna. It is not sometime time pass words. This is the most significant teaching. This is the teaching what I gave in Vedas, that I am giving to you. Now what we are teaching, learning now, the same teaching what
Krishna taught to Arjuna, the same you are receiving now. Are you happy or not? What Bhagavan gave at the time of creation to Vivaswan, that only Bhagavan gave to Arjuna again, that only we are receiving. How fortunate we are. This is called Deepavali. Real Deepavali anna idida. Priyara da. That's why Deepavali anna enna artham anna. Deepavali is that on which day we kindle that light. The lamp, it indicates, Jyoti indicates Jnanam. Every Deepavali we have to remember, Atma Jyoti has to arise, no? That has to be kindled. And the Atma Jyoti, Atma Jnanam has to be kindled. For that it represents the Deepavali. Destroy that, all weaknesses, the Rakshasas, all weaknesses, and get a Jnanam. With that we have to celebrate Deepavali. Not sweet also saapidalam. Atma Jnanam is the real Deepavali. Realist kadaiyadu, real Deepavali. Okay, celebrate Deepavali nicely and attain Atma Jnanam more in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.